Residents of Arnhem Land are recovering from the forceful cyclone Lam, with power, water and sewage repairs beginning today. A state of emergency was declared for the communities hit hardest by the cyclone, reflecting a dire need for medical support and supplies. And as those resources arrive on the scene, Australians are doing their best to help in any way they can. Nina Copel has more.
It took down trees, satellites, wind stations and homes. It was a force of nature with traumatic consequences for many members of the community who had never experienced anything like it. Cyclone Lam is now just a memory. But for communities in Arnhem Land, the devastation it brought will take time to recover from. As supplies and volunteers are dispatched to affected communities, Andrew Wharton, Director of Emergency Services in the Northern Territory, arrived in the area.
I'm in the community of Milingimbi at the moment, and I've just come from the community of Galawinku or Elko Island. And these are two communities that were very severely hit by ex-tropical cyclone Lam.
And what are you seeing? What kind of devastation is obvious as you walk around?
Well, the obvious devastation is significant damage to some structures, a significant number of trees that are down. In fact, that's one of the things that's really surprised me, having come out to the scene of this emergency. The issue there is a lot of those trees have fallen on power lines, and of course that in itself creates another danger.
Volunteers from the Northern Territory Emergency Service are working with local authorities to clear the trees and restore essential services to the region. The Department of Health in Northern Territory has also cancelled the boil alert. This means residents will not have to boil their water before drinking. The water from taps should now be fine to drink after running taps for 3 minutes to flush them out.
Now all of the four communities that were affected by this incident have now got access to drinking water, which is a really positive thing. And the same thing in most of those communities, the majority of those communities, the majority of the residents now have power back on. So those services have been restored and continue to be restored in a pretty quick and timely manner.
The remoteness of areas like Elko Island has made getting resources out challenging. But as the government moves from the response to the recovery phase, things are beginning to move much more quickly.
Just this afternoon, I've authorised some volunteers to come up to Darwin from Alice Springs, in fact, 9 in total, and they're going to be deployed out to one of the remote communities to assist with those chainsaw operations. So a much greater movement now in and out of the communities for the response and recovery personnel. And obviously all of this is aimed in getting services and communities on the path to recovery as quickly as possible.
Reports of stripped trees and broken down homes are coming out of Elko Island as the community starts to rebuild and reflect on their experiences. But for Andrew Wharton and the emergency response team on the ground, there is a much stronger message emerging from the disaster.
Community spirit, and it's a consistent spirit across the communities that we've seen. It's a spirit of recovery, it's a spirit of resilience, and it's a spirit of a community territory that knows they've been subject to a bad event, but also wants to recover and move on from it. And it really is quite inspiring when you talk to not just the workers on the ground that are part of this massive response and recovery, but to the locals that own the community. Everybody here is working towards the same goal, and that is a long-term recovery from this event.
While the storm raged on the tip of Australia's Northern Territory, the country watched with concern. It wasn't long before online campaigns popped up, raising funds to get supplies over to the worst affected areas. But Baz McGowan, Vice President of the East Arnhem Blue Society, is helping to organise funds in another way. A concert that will raise funds and awareness.
The event's happening on the 1st of March, so next Sunday. We're making it a bit of a family event, so from lunchtime Sunday, and the event will go through till fairly late in the evening, I would expect. And we've had the pleasure of East Journey and a band called Papa Said play at our venue quite a few times and actually do rehearsals and practices. So East Journey, I'm not sure if you're aware, went to LA about a month ago and performed in LA. And they did their practicing and rehearsals at the East Arnhem Blues Society, which has got a name from many years ago, called the Hog Shed.
Arnhem Land-based group East Journey will play to a small but enthusiastic group and will hopefully raise some much-needed funds.
I'm just hoping that it's all going to... We're going to get these communities back online, up and back up and running and happy again, basically. They're beautiful parts of the country, and there's a lot of places up here that no white man has ever seen, basically. We call it living in paradise.
Baz McGowan, Vice President of the East Arnhem Land Blues Society in Nhulunbuy, ending that report by Nina Copel.